Now, back to Cleveland Browns Daily, live from the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Vic Carucci, and Eric Metcalf with you. Talking from the 2014 NFL Scouting Combine, we are at Lucas Oil Stadium. To paint the word picture for you, it's a concourse, one of the main concourses of the stadium, which has been transformed into the media center for this event. And you need a media center because this thing is getting coverage far and wide. You've got every local, national, regional, I mean, setups like ours on Radio Row across the way. Across from us is Fox Sports 1, Alex Marvez. You've heard him many times on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on his set over there. ESPN set is down the way. And, yeah, even the enemy is near us. The Pittsburgh Steelers set is right to our right, Eric. And yes, I know when you saw that helmet a couple of times, you were threatening to like take it and smash it.
I just wanted someone over there to punt me the ball.
That's right. That's right, because you'll likely take it back for six. And Eric, I want to talk about this with you because you're doing this here for us on ClevelandBrowns.com, and I highly encourage you to go to our website, to ClevelandBrowns.com, to check out all the latest that is coming from here from the Combine. It's your best source, so you got to know that it's really the only place to go for news, photos, videos straight from the source. That is us. You visit ClevelandBrowns.com for everything Browns, and especially during the Combine here. One of the things you did today that will be up on the site, and if you can walk us through it, is you went through some of the drills. And the other thing we should also note is you do have another job besides helping us out here. You're a track coach over at the University of Washington. So that background of training athletes on how to maximize their speed and efficiency in running applies to this event because the 40-yard dash and other agility drills are a big part of this.
Right. I mean, and when you're training for football, I mean, everything is speed, quickness, power, and explosiveness. And those are the same things that are needed in track and field, whether it be a sprint race or jumps of any sort. When I was training for football, whether it be getting ready for the combine or once I got drafted into the NFL, I trained my entire time like I was a 100-meter sprinter. I rarely did football drills. I was more interested in being fast for a whole game and having that same explosiveness and speed in the fourth quarter.
And so we're going to have some video specifically of you doing some of these drills. You went inside Lucas Oil Stadium with Andy Hecht and our Drew Boatner and Kyle, all from our crew here, taking people through on video what they can see technique-wise. I want to talk specifically about the 40 because there are specific ways that you can approach that to help or hurt yourself. Give me a sense of how, you know, the 40 is properly run. I mean, what you don't, the do's and don'ts.
Well, it all starts off with the three-point stance that you get in at the start line. A lot of people, and it varies based on height and size as far as how far you want your feet spread apart, how close you want to be to the line, because a lot of people think you want to be close, so you're running more like 40 instead of being backed up and running closer to 41 yards. And so the different schools of thoughts in that. But the key is, the key to the 40 is the first 10 yards.
Okay.
What happens at the start can either make or break you. You try to take short steps to long steps, just as sprinters do in track and field. You don't want to take a long step, like a 2-yard step out of the hole, because now you're floating, you're not running. You take a short step and get your momentum going and start running, and as you get going down the track or the field, I should say, you get longer.
So what we often see, because you see different techniques, I see guys doing like a lot of choppy things at the beginning of a 40, and it seems to me like, I know they're moving forward, but it seems like there's a lot of exertion and movement that isn't necessarily translating to success in forward. So there should there be define this in your technical term, but a fluidity of motion, is that what I'm
and In all running, there should always be fluidity and a fluid motion. And that chopping that you're seeing where you say it seems like a waste of motion and everything, it's those guys that are trying to do it the right way as far as taking short steps and gaining ground as they go and getting longer. It's just they haven't perfected it. And it takes time. I mean, you know, when you've just been playing football, football running and track running are totally different. And the 40 is more like running track. So you have to perfect or work on that start in order to get that burst out there like you want to get a fast time.
I mean, the thing that always still strikes me, though, is that it's one thing to see a guy like you comes in as a running back. You were an 89 out of Texas. Another thing to see a wide receiver, a Sammy Watkins, whoever it might be at those so-called skill perimeter positions. But then when an offensive tackle or a defensive tackle or a guard starts to go through those drills, because they too are running 40s here, I'm not positive I'm seeing the benefit of that. What do you think?
Well, for the big guys, it's different because they're so big and strong with their lower body, they're able to show that explosiveness that they have for the first 10 yards. I mean, because remember, when you're out there running the 40, they're timing the 10, the 20, and then the 40.
Right.
So they're able to see that they have that explosiveness off the ball, that strength and power, and they can explode. They're not really worried about them maintaining that 40. I mean, although it looks good for a big guy to say, I ran 4.8, but I mean, that's not what it's really about for them. It's about that explosiveness and them coming off the ball as fast as they can, as hard as they can.
So that's the real key. And it sounds to me like, yeah, you can, and these guys are getting trained for this. They go to workout camp. Agents set up these camps. They call them, I know they're more encompassing than just speed training, but speed training is a part of this. So you're wise to obviously know all the techniques of running and getting the most out of you can out of your God-given skill.
And that's what, like you said, everyone pretty much does it now, especially those who are pretty much assured that they're going to be drafted.
Yeah.
They go to these places, they work on all the drills, and they practice them and practice. So that when they come here, they're able to do it like picture perfect. And that with that in mind, that gets them drafted higher, that gets them moved up, and they're happy. My only thing is, when you go to these places and you do those drills time after time after time, of course you can come to the combine and you can run those well.
Sure.
But now, can you play football?
Right. All right, we've got a lot more coming to you from the NFL Scouting Combine here in Indianapolis. We are at Lucas Oil Stadium. We're going to hear from George Whitfield. The coach, quarterback coach extraordinaire, is working with Johnny Manziel. He's going to be with us at the top of the hour. Going to hear from Jason LaConfora of CBS Sports in a little bit. All of that ahead as we broadcast on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci, Eric Metcalf, ESPN 850 WKNR.